master scheduling and its challenges. Just as S and OP balances supply, resources, and demand for products at the product family level, master scheduling balances supply and demand at the end item slash independent demand item level. The main tool to control product availability is the Master Production Schedule, MPS. By using the beginning inventory and the sales forecast for a particular end item, a master scheduler can calculate the amount of production needed per period to meet the anticipated customer demand. This calculation becomes more complex in a multi-product environment, where forecast errors and capacity constraints can add uncertainty to the production planning process. Maintaining a stable MPS is difficult for many organizations. The stability of the MPS relates to the frequency of changes in timing and quantity over a period for end items that appear in the MPS, the discipline of the organization in following processes from forecasting all the way to customer delivery, organizational goals slash objectives, particularly in the area of customer service commitments, understanding master scheduling change drivers, the basic process flow and its decision points, and how to set the planning horizon are prerequisites to be able to properly maintain a master schedule. After that, we introduce balancing system responsiveness against system efficiency, which uses several tools to enable properly planning and coordinating changes to the master schedule. Master scheduling change drivers. The rate of changes made to the master production schedule continues to escalate as customers demand more and more flexibility. There are numerous sources of changes requested that cause schedule instability from both the supply and demand side of the equation. These can be seen in Exhibit 4-66. Exhibit 4-66, Change Drivers. In an effort to control and manage the volume of change and limit the instability, changes to the master schedule should be carefully planned and coordinated. Because a stable master production schedule translates into a stable component schedule. The question is, can your organization do this? Managing the master schedule over time is subject to the volatility of change drivers. In addition, other trends are being seen over time, such as the increasing rate of schedule changes caused by more demanding customers and markets, the demand for more and more flexible manufacturing processes and supply chain partners, the increasing use of advanced planning and scheduling software that provides immediate feedback as to the effectiveness of the master schedule. Master scheduling flowchart. Master scheduling is a never-ending process. It is perpetually managed in order to ensure a balance of stability and responsiveness. Like sales and operations planning, the master scheduling process is used to coordinate processes and functions both inside and outside an organization. Exhibit 4-67 shows where in the process the master production schedule is addressed. Notice the various feedback loops to accommodate adjustments that may need to be made to the forecast. Exhibit 4-67, Master Scheduling Flow. Determining the planning horizon. The planning horizon for master scheduling requires information on lead times not just for end unit production, but also for production of components or for ordering and receiving raw materials or components that are not produced or kept in inventory. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cumulative lead time as the longest plan length of time to accomplish an activity. It is the sum of the lead time for each bill of material, BOM, path below an item. Whichever path adds up to the greatest number defines cumulative lead time. SINs: aggregate lead time, combined lead time, composite lead time, stacked lead time. C. Critical path lead time, planning horizon, planning time fence. Exhibit 4-68 is basically a bill of material turned on its side to show how the various components line up along a 13-week timeline. The bill of material lists all of the components needed to make an item. Here we use the letter A to denote the final assembly operation and B through G to denote various items that need to be purchased or manufactured. The planning horizon is based on a study of the lead times required to acquire and/or produce components. The idea is to find the longest cumulative lead time. In this case, the path ACGE is the longest, with a cumulative lead time of 13 weeks. Exhibit 4-68, Planning Horizon. Note that, by convention, an item is due for receipt at the start of the following week, the week in which it will be used as an input to another process. For example, item G is ordered at the start of week 1 and arrives ready for use at the work center that needs to produce item C at the start of week 11. This is 10 weeks because it includes all of week 1 and all of week 10. Even without this visual timeline aid, The longest cumulative lead time can be calculated by summing the lead times of each possible combination of sequential activities, and the highest cumulative total is then the basis for the planning horizon. This will mean that when one unit of A is put on the master production schedule, however many units of G needed for one A will be ordered in the week the order is released. The other elements can wait until the beginning of the week they need to be ordered, produced, or taken from inventory. In actual practice, many organizations build slack time into their planning horizons or additional lead time to provide planning room to account for delays or issues. The software that runs master scheduling will then have more visibility into supply or demand issues that come up beyond the longest lead time release date and can, for example, recommend expediting or de-expediting certain orders to maintain MPS validity. Final assembly schedules and planning horizon. Assemble to order products, such as computers or end items that can be painted in custom colors, will require a final assembly schedule. Briefly, the final assembly schedule will be the time required to assemble the components needed for the specific order, not to order or produce these components. This is done using the master schedule. The master schedule time horizon will include the lead time needed to assemble the order plus lead times for components. In Exhibit 4-68, Item A is the lead time for final assembly. The specifics of what will be assembled can then wait until actual orders come in, so that only the components need to be ordered, produced, and/or inventoried based on component forecasts. Change coordination. The rules created for planning and coordinating MPS changes need to reflect how the organization's current supply chain linkages and manufacturing processes align with customers' expectations. Frequent short-term schedule changes are often indicators that trends in the marketplace are evolving and will likely require cost-effective and flexible responses by manufacturers. Adding agility to operations will require the involvement of all levels of the organization to ensure that various perspectives are considered. So such changes are usually considered at the S and OP level. The techniques used by the master scheduler to plan and coordinate changes to the master production schedule that are discussed in this general content area include time fences and zones. Calculating projected available balances when time fences and zones are used.